Lynn Leggett, what is your title with the Porcupine Health Unit, please?
Hi, I'm the manager of infectious diseases and clinical services.
Okay, so measles, we're hearing that there are tens of thousands of cases in Europe, and there are March break school trips coming back from Europe this weekend. Is that a concern?
Measles occurs worldwide. We don't see many cases in Canada and Ontario. It's less common because we do have high vaccination rates. But of course, cases can occur after travel outside of Canada. And we are seeing, because of COVID, some of our vaccine rates are a bit lower and dropped over the pandemic because people's access to a vaccination. So we are concerned a bit about that because of the lower vaccination rates that we've seen in the last few years.
So is it possible that the rate in Canada, the rate in the Porcupine Health Unit area could go up because of these school trips coming back from Europe?
Yeah, we could definitely see some cases. It's something the health units are monitoring and really asking people, before any trips are planned to be vaccinated. For those that are already on their trips, we're hoping that they did go to a travel clinic to make sure that their vaccinations were up to date. For kids, it is part of the schedule to attend school. So we're hoping that parents kept their kids' vaccination up to date to attend school, but are definitely monitoring the situation as people are coming back from their March break trips.
Are there vaccinations available through PHU?
Absolutely. We offer, it's called the mumps, measles, and rubella vaccine. So it is a 3-in-1 or a 4-in-1 vaccine, depending on how old you are. And it's certainly something that people can either book through their primary healthcare provider. So if you have a healthcare provider, they would offer the vaccine, as well as the health unit.
So is there anyone besides kids who should make sure that they're vaccinated?
Yeah, for the adult vaccination, it's important as well. So all adults born after 1970 should have two doses, especially if they're healthcare providers or if you're traveling. So again, looking at traveling to areas where there are cases of measles, healthcare providers should all have two doses of the mumps, measles, and rubella vaccine. For adults that are born before 1970, that's where it gets a little bit different because back then there were more measles because there was not a vaccine available. So if you're born before 1970, you're presumed to have what we call natural immunity to measles, and you might not require vaccination if you're not going to a high risk area, but definitely I would consult a healthcare provider if you are planning to travel to see if you should get a dose of the vaccine.
Is there anything you want to add to any of this?
No, I think the only thing I would add again is really the vaccines are the best way to protect yourself against measles. It is a safe and effective vaccine, and highly recommend that parents, we're going through our school records right now, and if you do get a notice from the health unit that your child is due for the vaccine, to please return the consent or bring your child in to the healthcare provider to get their vaccines up to date.